O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Jesus, Savior of the world, come to us in your mercy. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3, 18 to 20. I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my stronghold, my crag and my haven, my rock, my God, in whom I put my trust, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my refuge, you are worthy of praise. I will call upon the Lord, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into an open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Jesus, Savior of the world, come to us in your mercy. A reading from Acts chapter 14, verses 19 to 28. The Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, he rose up and went into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God." So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. Now when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Now when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them, and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. So they stayed there a long time with the disciples. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus, Savior of the world, come to us in your mercy. 20th century Presbyterian theologian and writer Frederick Buchner has written, "The grace of God means something like, here is your life. You might have never been, but you are, because the party wouldn't have been complete without you. Here in the world, beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Nothing can ever separate us. It's for you I created the universe. I love you. There's only one catch. Like any other gift, the gift of grace can be yours only if you'll reach out and take it. Maybe being able to reach out and take it is a gift too." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Holy Spirit, our teacher, as we dive into Scripture, would you awaken our heart, expand our minds, and shape our identity this day? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's sovereignty today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 24. Open up, ancient gates, open up, ancient doors, and let the King of glory enter. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of heaven's armies. He is the King of glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. How eager are we to learn? How grateful are we when opportunities to learn come our way. May we echo the prayer of Saint Augustine. O God, put salt on our lips so that we may thirst for you. God, we pray for the church. We pray that we will continue to learn about you. Would you help us to cultivate gratitude? When our shrunken attention spans and distractibility tempt us to scroll on social media while pretending to read our Bible apps, can you empower us with fresh focus? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we shelve our skepticism and curtail our cynicism. We repent of the times that we've had a hard heart and a curled lip. Help us to learn from you with an open heart full of wonder. God, we thank you for your promise in Mark 10, verse 14, that the kingdom of heaven belongs to little children. We receive your kingdom with childlike wonder this day. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we pray for strength and trust in times of trouble. Equip us to be your hands and feet in the world. May we bring good news to all we meet this day, with our words and with our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.